I say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Brad Daniel. BRETDANIEL. Date of birth 02/15/1960. Date of appointment June 5, 2025. Requesting physician Joshua Carlson, JOSHUACARLSEN MD. Dear Dr. Carlson, I had the pleasure of seeing Daniel. Brad Daniel today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 4/29/2025 because of the dizziness, weakness of the legs, vomiting, off balance, hard time walking. He was having most of the weakness on the right side. MRI of the brain done, which shows multifocal small recent infarct scattered throughout the bilateral cerebral hemisphere and cerebellum. Involvement of the multiple vascular territories. Patient was started on aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, and Plavix 75 mg PO daily. From the St. Mary's Hospital, he was transferred to the LS Hospital, ELLISTEE, done, and also they monitored the heart and it was negative. He was seen by cardiologist also. He was sent home in a stable condition, still occasionally feel dizzy and weak. Past medical history of lung cancer, alcohol dependence, tobacco use, GERD, benign prostatic hyperplasia. Vitamin D deficiency, alcohol abuse, past surgical history, wisdom tooth removal, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, clopidogrel 75 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, loratadine, losartan, atorvastatin 40 milligram daily, famotidine. Social history, stopped smoking alcohol, start smoking cigarette, stop drinking alcohol, is divorced, have 4 children, one deceased due to muscular dystrophy, one committed suicide, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, one sister alive, 3 brother, one deceased. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that if he lightheaded, weakness and trouble walking, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decrease on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveals presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, embolic stroke. Number 2, dizziness. Next paragraph. At this time, patient is stable. I would like to continue the atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily, aspirin 81 mg PO daily, and clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily. Patient is neurologically stable. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.